Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the scariest hour on internet radio. This is Dr. John Stang, and welcome to ScaryCast. So glad to have everybody with us. I hope everyone had a great New Year's Eve and New Year's, and a safe one. And I know I did, and I'm just so glad to be back in the swing of things, back to work today, and really entertaining some folks. And very pleased, first of all, we have one of our pop culture stars, co-hosts, with us tonight. He's hanging out with us online. Todd, how are we doing? Todd Saxon from Pop Culture Stars.
I am outstanding to supernatural and ecstatic to be here. We have precipitation going on, and given that it is January, it is only rain and not snow, so I am beyond happy.
So it's not 32 degrees yet?
It is not in that magic zone of freezing to stinking death. It is beautiful. Yeah, it's we're sitting right there at about 40 or so, and I'm digging it. I've got the other half up here, came up to visit me for New Year's. So the bachelor pad's not so much bachelor pad out right now. The she's been keeping me domesticated for the last few days, and it's everything is good. I'm excited to be here on the show tonight, Dr. John.
Yeah, well, Todd, we are glad to have you here. We've got one of our co-hosts of ScaryCast, and she is joining us tonight. So we're going to have a blast from the past, present, and future. Golly, I'm sounding like Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol here. Robin McCrae, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're here and happy. You know that is.
Good.
Most of us
think about all
we had when I was up there with you in parts unknown in the more mountainous areas of South Carolina, and all that great food, and it was great over Christmas and Christmas Eve, Christmas and everything. I just had such a wonderful, wonderful time. So we're glad to have you here. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was so much better having you here.
Well, that's good, and I have a new best friend, and his name is Chester the dog.
Oh my gosh, he is.
Yeah, he is the absolute best. Yeah, he is. So anyway, glad to have you here with us tonight. Glad to have Todd. He asked if he could call in. I said, anytime, buddy. So anyway, tonight we're going to talk about MindSpeak. That is a topic near and dear to your heart, Robin, and to mine too. And
yeah,
a lot of people have asked me, what is it? I said, well, listen to ScaryCast tonight and you'll find out. So, Robin, without any further ado, I would like for you to give us an introduction to MindSpeak, because you're,
okay,
as a practitioner, you really can describe it better than people who can't.
Well, it's telepathy. I mean, that's all it is. It's telepathic communication through the mind and through your body and through your soul. There's so many ways to do it. It's not just a straightforward answer. It's not just all of a sudden you hear this booming voice in your head, which is where most people make that mistake, because that's what they're looking for. They think that they're going to be sitting there or standing there, and all of a sudden this big voice is going to just start talking to them in their mind. And it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't mean it can't, but it's not the only way it works. And you can get it as a emotion, a feeling, a thought that's random. You don't know where it came from, just out of left field. It could be a picture image that you get. It could be what looks like a video playing in your head, and you feel like you're watching a movie in your own mind. You know, and then when it does come to the voice, sometimes it's going to come loud, sometimes it's going to be soft. You know, and you just wonder where it's coming from. And I think that probably everybody can do it. The problem is they don't realize they're doing it, or they don't realize it when they get it.
Okay, I think that's a good explanation. What I like to say is, you know, we normally, to come up with a fully formed idea that has a lot of aspects to it. It takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of thought. You know, you have to put pieces together and come up with a thought. And it's a fully, what I call a fully formed idea. But when one of those fully formed ideas just hits you in the head, and you can see all the different angles about it, all the pros and the cons, how it's all put together, I call that a version of mind speak too, because, you know, how else could you have a fully formed idea? I want to say that the best example, or two of the best examples of something like that, happen to artists. Number one is when you have a composer, a musician, that all of a sudden hears an entire work in their head, and then they have to jump up in bed and go write it all down and miss some sleep, or they do it during the day, they have nothing around, they have to draw staff paper on notebook paper and write the thing down. I believe that's a form of mind speak. Then another example are painters. When a painter just sees the finished product in his head, and they just go set about doing it. That's another form of mind speak. I think it's very specialized to the particular discipline. But you know, that's what I think. I think that's what mind speak is. It's the notion of a fully formed idea in your head in my two disciplines of art and music. So and also, you know, when I'm writing something, you know, same thing.
Well, also, too, I mean, and I think all of us have experienced this at one point in time or another where we'll be doing something and then it's almost like we're throwing a curveball and we start doing something else. We're like, why did I just do that? Okay, it's because.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we don't just every now and then we do, like, you know, some weird move just because it's us. But I'm saying that there are times when that is mind speak. But it also can come as a feeling. It can come an emotion that you don't even understand why you're like that. I mean, how many of us have been doing something, been in a great mood, not concerned about a thing, and then all of a sudden you have this overwhelming urge to just cry, okay? People that are empaths or empathetic will pick on those emotions as well. But also, you know, like I've been out in the woods with the Bigfoots before and been just fine, enjoying my walk, and all of a sudden I don't feel like I'm afraid, but I can feel like something is feeling this absolute terror. Now, it's probably because they're startled because somebody's out in their woods. It could be a lot of reasons. But it also could be just something as simple as the fact that they will do this. The Bigfoots will do this. They will project whatever emotion they have onto you, and it's a form of mind speak. It's also, you know, an empathetic feeling, but when it's put on you like that, it's a way of communication, and basically that's what mind speak is. It's all about communication.
I've often thought that when people experience panic attacks, those can be a form of mind speak of feeling the panic, something around you.
Absolutely. But we also need to be clear that not everything is mind speak, but then at the same time, we also have to realize that a lot of things are. And, you know, so you have to, as you get into it, as you deal with it more and more, you'll be able to tell, you know, what your feelings and emotions or what something else is either projecting on you or trying to communicate. Now, in my case, I can do all forms of mind speak. And a lot of times, if I'm mind speaking with another entity or a Bigfoot or a dog man or an ET, whatever, a dog, a cat, whatever, and I'm mind speaking with them, a lot of times they will just give me this blast of energy and a feeling where it's like an untold story just goes right through me and I already know all of it. You can call it an emotion. You can call it a feeling, a vibe. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. And it's like just that one blast of whatever energy they use for it tells me that entire picture. You know, I mean, yes, uh-huh. I get where they talk in my mind, but there's also other ways to do it as well.
Right, okay, you see a picture. Yeah, go ahead, Todd, please.
Yeah, I've got, I know I'm the amateur here on this one, and you, Robin, you touched on something here. There's, there's a lot of things here that I think are valid. That moment of inspiration,
mm-hmm,
may very well the mind speak in its own way and stuff. Now, I do want to be clear about one thing. That whole sudden burst out in crying or burst out in laughter and stuff like that, that should not be confused with a pregnant woman. Just to be clear.
Okay. I've been pregnant 9 times. I get that, okay?
just to be clear, because that's always, that's one of the most joyous rides on the planet. But the... But seriously, so there's this whole thing in inspiration and stuff like that comes in there. You have this idea of poop, and it's there. And oftentimes, I like how you guys mentioned that it can be a picture, visual.
Absolutely.
Whether still picture or video in one's head. Where, and you guys talked about artists, and one of the things, I'll tell you, and I don't know if this is exactly the same thing, but I don't know that it's not. But sometimes when I'm trying to, especially for family or friends, in the kitchen, sometimes I just see what I want to do.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does. And we need to realize, too, that we're, in a nice little perfect box, we're the only things around on this planet, but that's not the reality of it. The reality is not only are we here, but everything else is here. There's many dimensions, there's many planes that things come in and out of. We have all kinds of things that are here that unfortunately we've never been given the information so that we know that they're here. Now, let's say you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you're going to grab a spice to put in your whatever you're cooking, and you reach for the wrong one, and all of a sudden you get almost like a jolt that says, hey, wrong one, dummy, grab the other one. Something's telling you that. And that is a form of mind speak. It can come from anything. We can do this with our pets. We can do this. It is harder, I will say, to do it with people. Not that I haven't. My husband and I do it on and off. And I also can with a few of my friends. But it is harder. And the only way I can explain that, in my personal opinion, as humans, we are really thick-headed, and we close our mind off to a lot of the possibilities that are out there. And when you close your mind off to the possibilities, it limits what you get in. It almost blocks you. And I always tell people, there's that old saying that says seeing is believing. Push that aside, flip it around, and go into believing is seeing. Because once you believe that these things are possible and you accept it into your heart, that, even if you're not being able to do it and you don't think you're doing it, but that they exist, it opens up this whole world and things will start coming in. And I do believe personally that everybody, and I do mean everybody, at one point in time or not, has experienced mind speak. The problem is we've been never told that we can do these things. If you go back and you do your research, back in ancient times, they talked about it. But we've almost dumbed ourselves down to not believing that these things are possible. And when you don't believe in something, it just blocks you. So that when you get the signs, it's not that it's not being done. It's we don't know how to recognize those signs. Therefore, we don't know we're doing it.
Well, Robin, little kids, young kids, many times have invisible friends. We liken this to the story of Harvey the Pooka, the great Welsh legend. But, kids talk about their invisible friend, and they talk about them like they're very real, and they describe events with them, and they're of course told by their parents, oh, but they're not real, and they go away, because I guess once you decide that they're not real, your connection with them
goes away.
Kind of it disappears. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Well, when I was a kid, okay, first of all, as far as mind speak goes, I don't ever remember not mind speaking. I don't. And when I was a kid, and I can still remember just toddling around. And as I got older, my mom said, and I would talk to her when I was, 3 and 4 years old. I talked to her about the Bigfoots and the ETs and all this. And she would look at me like, okay, this kid's crazy. And she was never unkind. She was always nice. She's like, well, honey, those things, aren't real. I'm thinking maybe I had a dream or whatever. But then I would find out that as I got older, she would talk about how I had this imaginary friend that went everywhere with me, that I talked to all the time, He was taller than my dad and all covered with hair, but he walked around like my dad on two legs.
Hmm.
Okay, now I know it was a Bigfoot. I have no doubt in my mind. But, you know, that was, you know, she told everybody it was my imaginary friend. Well, you know, now my imaginary friends run around my yard, so, and people see them. So I don't necessarily think he was imaginary. But I do think in some cases, I'm not going to say all because I would not know if every case in the world this is the way it went, but in a large amount of cases that it's they're not imaginary. And children are open enough because they haven't been talked to the point where they don't believe in things. Everything is new to them. They're experiencing everything for the first time. So they are open. So a lot of these things will come to a child before they will come to an adult. Children don't judge when they're that little.
They just go with what they see and what they know. Yeah, they don't
judge.
Yeah,
and I had a friend of mine, and mind you, I had been mind speaking since I was a kid. I can remember being 4 and 5 years old and mind speaking with my pet. You know, and my mom and my dad or my grandma would go to tell me something, and I knew what they were going to say before they said it because it's like I heard it in my head before they verbally spoke it. And this was my whole life. I didn't know any different. And when I did bring it up to my mom and dad, again, they were never cruel about it, you know, but they certainly weren't going to tell me that, yeah, you're mind speaking because they didn't know it either. And then when I got older, I had a friend of mine that was also a fellow Bigfoot researcher, and he was like, wait till you start mind speaking. You're just going to love it. And I'm like, and I didn't know what I was doing, the name for it. I just knew I was doing it. And I thought, oh, that'll be so cool. I can't wait to do that. And he's telling me how great it is to mind speak, and eventually you're going to get to this level and they'll mind speak with you. And I'm like, that was going to be so cool. So we're walking in the woods one day, and he went to say something, and one of the Bigfoots answered, and they told me, you know, the answer to his question. So I told him, and he said, well, who told you that? And I said, well, Bigfoot did. He said, you heard him? And I said, well, yeah, they always talk in my mind. He said, well, that's mind speaking. And I said, well, I didn't know that. You never told me what it was. I've been doing that since I was a toddler. You know, I don't know what they called it. I just did it.
Well, you know, it was really interesting. I had something happen to me when I was 5 years old. I was sitting there watching television. And at 5 years, you don't have many advanced thoughts. And the notion came into my head, what if the world disappears when you turn around? If you turn around and you'll see it, but when you turn back and look at television, what happens if the entire world back there just vanishes? And I talked to my parents about that. They said, oh, that'll never be the case. Well, that's actually an advanced topic in philosophy. And it's like, how on earth could a five-year-old know that and be able to explain it if it didn't just pop right into my mind as a fully formed idea? It was really kind of scary.
And something told it to you. I mean, mind speaks two ways, so it comes from something. It's not just floating around in the cosmos. It comes from something, tells you. But I was the same way. When I was four, I could tell my mom and dad anything they wanted to know about the Bigfoots and the ETs and finding stick structures and what to look for and this, that, and the other thing. And back then, they didn't have books out on it. You know, I mean, it wasn't like it was on TV like it is now, and there wasn't reading material where you could go and check out a book at the library. And they would look at me and they're like, well, Robin, why do you know these things? And I said, because I did. My friends told me. That's
it's
how
like,
I knew. My friends told me.
Here's an example. I am downstairs. Okay, we had a caricature business on the Myrtle Beach Boardwalk. Our landlord was Buzz Plyler, who owns the Gadoff and the largest gift shop on the East Coast. And so I'm down there because sometimes I would just take a break and go downstairs and talk to some of my friends who were, you know, running the cash register just for a few minutes to get away from everything. So I'm down there and I'm walking back, you know, getting ready to go upstairs and go out on the boardwalk. So there's this older gentleman, he's probably mid-60s, and his wife, and they have like a 4-year-old grandchild. And so downstairs at the gate often, there's a 6-foot-tall porcelain statue of Elvis. And on the other side of that floor is a 7-foot-tall statue of Bigfoot. Now, as I tell people, Myrtle Beach, you got it all over Las Vegas. Las Vegas only has a statue of Elvis, but Myrtle Beach has Elvis and Bigfoot. So we are the coolest one. And everybody always laughs at that joke. So anyway, the little four-year-old, I started talking with the parents, with the grandparents, and they said, yeah, his parents are having a hard time, so he's always lived with us. And so anyway, the grandmother pointed to the statue, and she said, now, I want to tell you who this is. And the little four-year-old looked at her and said, that's Elvis. He's the singer. And she jerked her head. She said, how did you know that? Well, I didn't say anything. I knew what that was. But a little four-year-old, and they know everything that he's ever seen on television. He's either seen it with them or, you know, it's been games or whatever. He has never heard the name Elvis. She said, we don't play Elvis at the house. But a little four-year-old kid just knew it was Elvis. I mean, he didn't know much else. I mean, he probably didn't know to stop for oncoming traffic, but he knew that that was Elvis. I mean, Robin, what's that? What is that an example of?
Sweetheart, it just blanked out. I didn't even hear you. You're going to have to, I'm sorry. You got to repeat it. I lost you.
I'm sorry. I guess something blanked out for me.
No, it's not your fault.
Nutshell, let me try to do the abridged version. Just because I do know the Gay Dolphin, and it does rock that they have the statue of Elvis and Bigfoot right near one another. But a four-year-old who theoretically should have had no obvious connection, influence,
or knowledge,
input from Elvis, knew it was Elvis when he saw the Elvis statue.
Sure, that goes, Elvis could have mind spoke.
he knew Elvis was a singer. That was amazing.
Yeah, he was given that information. He was given the information from something or someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's my seat.
Now I've got another question. Well, go ahead, Todd, and then I'll save my question.
I got a tangent on this, so please bring me back to my tangent when you're done, Dr. John.
Okay, I'll bring you your tangerine, okay?
Deal. Orange unite.
I am. Let's get off this joke and please continue.
Well, there's two things.
Canceled.
I mean, number one, is this a child that has a lot of abilities, which they're more prominent in kids? And if he does, is he possibly getting premonitions? There's a lot of different things. The premonition isn't the same. I don't want to say it's the same as mind speak, because mind speak, and this is important, is when you mind speak, it's a communication between one or more individuals, okay? A premonition is something that you as an individual get, whether it be a feeling, and it's, again, the same thing, a feeling, an emotion, a picture, a video, any of these things. But that's one that's just you're getting that premonition. Mind speak is with one or more. So in the situation with this child, to me, it feels more like something was telling him.
Yeah.
Which it could have been anything. It could have been spirits that are maybe there. It could have been Elvis. It could have been anything or anybody. But he was getting told that information. And when you're being told the information, regardless of how you're obtaining it, that is a form of mind speak. It's an unheard communication. Verbally. It's an unverbal heard.
Could you compare channeling with mind speak?
Well, channeling, and I could be wrong on this part because I have channeled before. I don't set out to do it. Sometimes it just takes over, like happened at one of the conferences I was speaking at for you. Channeling is when something literally takes over for you and it speaks through you, is my interpretation of channeling. Now, other people may think differently. That is my personal interpretation of channeling, because I don't ever want to speak for somebody else. All I can speak is what I know, what I've learned in my situation. Now, mind speak is different. Mind speak is just like we're all sitting here, the three of us, and we're having a conversation, but it's a verbal conversation. When it ceases to become verbal, but you're having that conversation with more than one person or entity or being or whatever you want to call it, that's when it becomes mind speak in my mind, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I've talked to several foots at one time and been part of conversations all done through mind speak. And it is. It's just you communicate back and forth. But it's without using vocals. I don't want to say words, because if you say words, that implies that you're not going to get words in your mind, and that's not correct either. And the other thing, too, that's important to know is not everybody is going to do it the same way. Some people can do it many different ways. I'm one of those people. I know several people that can do it many different ways. My friend Janice can do it many different ways. My husband, who's one of the best mind speakers I've worked with, a very dear friend of mine in Texas, she's incredible at it. So it's not uncommon to be able to do all the different ways. I also know people that only can mind speak by hearing the actual words in their mind. So it's really, I think, tends to be more of a personalized and individualized thing, because it is a little bit different for everybody. You know, don't go into it thinking that you have to have it a certain way, I guess is my point.
Yeah. All right, now I've got another question for you. There's a phenomenon that happens to me more days than it doesn't. And that is, when I'm in the process of waking up, I either remember a snippet of a dream, or the minute I wake up, I hear an idea. And anytime I act on that idea, it's always right. Like, for example, I used to write the golf column for the Myrtle Beach Herald. And I was saying, gosh, I have nothing to write about this week. So right as I woke up, I heard the words golf whisperer. You know, like the horse whisperer? I heard golf. Now, I had never heard those two words put together in my life. So what did I do? Like any computer science professor, I sat down on the internet and I typed in quote golf whisperer. And it was a book by a retired guy that works part-time at a golf course. It was 9 o'clock, so it was 8 o'clock there in Houston. I called up, I asked to speak to him. There he was. I said, did you write a book called Golf Whisperer? He said, absolutely. How did you hear about it? I said, oh, it got, the name gets around. But it was like the minute I woke up, I heard that name. This morning, I'd been trying to figure out the answer to a problem, because I have this body of knowledge, and I didn't know what to do with it to write it into a book. So right before I woke up, I started seeing this vision of me writing a book in a particular way. I got up at 6:30. Go to the internet. All the information is exactly where I saw it. Now, Robin, what is that? More, I'd say of 7 days, that happens to me 3 or 4 times a week. And so,
number one, my perception of it, and again, this is my own thought. John, you're extremely, extremely talented as far as abilities go, more so than you realize. And so, could it be premonitions? Absolutely. Could it be that while you were in a dream state and you were dreaming of certain things, maybe something out there in the cosmos picked up on it and just kind of wanted to give you a helping hand, and when you woke up, they just told you?
It always happens.
But
I would
again,
say within a minute of me before I wake up, or right as I wake up.
Right. And the only way you can really tell the difference is if you can pinpoint that something else said it to you, because you do have premonitions. And I know you do, and you know you do.
Yeah,
so, if something's talking to you and telling you something, and I'm sure everybody has heard of, everybody says, that little voice inside of you, okay? That little voice inside of you is telling you something. I mean, that's mind speak. Something's mind speaking to you. And I do want to make another point while we're talking about different things talking to us. And this is, it's on topic, but it's kind of on the side of it. But I find it that it's very important. Once you start mind speaking, everything and anything out there will mind speak with you. People need to learn how to read the energy of what's mind speaking to them, because not everything out there is good. And some things will be very deceiving. So once you get to that place where your mind's speaking, and this is, you know, further down the road, I know, but I do want to put this out there for people to think about, because it's not all fun and games. But there are bad things out there that will try to mind speak with you, whether it be to tell you, you know, something bad, or to try to lie to you, you know, and they're bad and they're trying to make you think they're good. Just be careful with it. Your body will react if it's something that's bad. I mean, listen to your body. Listen to your feelings. And if you feel off mind speaking with something, cut it off. You don't have to respond just because you hear something. You know, there's a lot of times I'll get things that'll talk to me, and because I can read energy, if I feel like that the energy on it is dark or not what I think it should be, I cut it off. I don't respond. And we have that right to do that. So just once you learn how to do it, please be careful. Mind speak is wonderful, but like everything else, there's good and bad about it.
Okay, I'm going to jump in on my tangent, Robin, because you touched something you said, because you touched on the negative. Let's go with this. We know that there are all kinds of things out there.
Absolutely.
Positive, much like a classic atom, proton, neutron, and electron. Positive, negative, and neutral. Do we agree on
right.
that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, something that jumped in my little brain housing group while y'all were talking is I very much think what you guys are referring to as mind speak is people having a touch to the Akashic record. Did I lose
you?
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong. I would have to investigate it more, but I certainly would not, you know, put that idea aside.
Because that is a theoretical existence of everything in its own little plane, right? And,
right.
And it's said that some people do or do not have a connection with it. And it is the record of everything. Again, back to the atom, positive, negative, and neutral.
Right, but remember with mind speak, though, you are carrying on a conversation.
Look, the Akashic Records, when I first heard about it, it was something I wanted to look into, and I've eyeballed it a
right.
little bit, and it's just like, there is all this knowledge that has happened. Here on Earth, we have, in this particular plane, things come and things go. The library at Alexandria, right? There
yep.
was an immense amount of knowledge there. And that place burned down a couple times, just for the record. And then we had the Dark Ages. And then we had people like,
Galileo and Copernicus?
Who's the greatest artist of the... That whole age there in Italy,
Michelangelo,
Sistine Chapel.
Or Da Vinci. Michelangelo.
The heck was Michelangelo, the other guy. He had all the stuff. He built tanks. He built submarines, or he designed submarines and all this stuff.
And, Da Vinci, right?
Yes, Da Vinci. Thank you. There are these people, and he was clearly one of the greatest minds that ever walked the planet, because he was all over the place and touched on it. But no one mind can encapsulate all this stuff, but maybe we just touched this thing. Call it Akashic record, call it God, call it something. This bulk of knowledge is there somewhere. And I just think maybe sometimes some people channel vibe to it.
I agree.
Have a touch to it.
Yeah, and I agree on that point. The only thing that I kind of vary a little bit off of that, and I do think you're right to a certain degree on that, because I think that we tap into those records and we
Thank
pull
you.
Knowledge from them. I do agree with you on that. I do. The difference that I personally feel is in mind-speak communication, again, it's between one or more parties so that you actually have that conversation going back. And I think that might be a little bit different. But I do agree with you in the fact that I do think that we have the ability to tap into those things. I do. I think that's a really good point that you brought up, because I think it's very – it does happen. I know it happens.
I don't know. And here's where I might be going with that. When you're talking about the things with people, because you're talking about the nonverbal communication, and
right.
some of it takes it, being around. I'm going to go with my wife being here. There are certain little things. Just so you know, Robin, now I'm doing the geographic bachelor thing with my job until we can get all our stuff together and get mama and my youngest out here with me. So I see her maybe twice a year. And she comes out, she can hang out for a little bit of time and stuff like that. But when we get into our flow, I think our kitchen's a just for the record, as much as I've talked about food and being in the kitchen, I'm not fat. I just thought I'd mention it. But we have that vibe, we can have that flow, and we haven't necessarily talked. You can say it's our pattern, it's our way, and we've learned to work with each other and stuff like that. But there is a shit ton of nonverbal communication that happens.
Right, and that's
absolutely.
But that's a little bit different, in my personal opinion. It's a little bit different than pulling knowledge from, per se, the any type of record base. I said before, I agree with you on that. I do think that we do pull information from these things. I do. I completely agree with you on that. But that is a little bit different than the phenomena of the mind speak. Now, like what you're talking about, you know, communicating back and forth, absolutely, that's mind speak. I had my husband one day, before we got married, he had come to visit me, and he actually lived out of town. And my daughter was with us at the time, and he had left to go home, and her and I were having a conversation. He was already gone down the road, been gone about 20 minutes. And he called me, and he said, hey, I just heard you and Kate talking about da-da-da-da-da. Like, it was in my mind. I could hear every word you guys said. And by God, if he didn't know every word we said. And I kind of laughed. I'm like, will you get out of my head, okay? Get out of my head. Weird space invasion.
I'm there. Look, it's straight humor thing off to the side. We laugh about the voices in people's heads. I have a workmate that claims when we're doing, you know, we use Swift as a texting format at work with questions for stuff, and the things will come up, and oftentimes I will type a response that is, and I don't think this is abnormal for anybody. They'll type a response like we would verbally reply. And she will say, man, I heard you say that. And
exactly.
Then I'll type back, I'm surprised you had room in your head with all the voices that are already there. And she's like, yeah, amazingly, there's room for another voice, apparently.
Oh, you can. You'd be amazed. Like, I've literally gone out in the woods, or I've actually had it happen when I'm at home, too, and I'll have, like, 10 different quips chatting at one time. And you get to the point where after you've done it long enough, you can differentiate and kind of pull what voice you want forward first and kind of keep everybody else in the background and shuffle them all around a little bit. But, yeah, you do. You get a bunch of them. And I think, too, John had made a point earlier in the show where he has said, you know, many people, they think they're hearing voices, or maybe they're, you know, considered to be mentally ill because they're hearing voices. And there are mental diseases that happens. And I sympathize with those situations. But in some cases, I do believe people have been misdiagnosed. And I do believe that they are hearing voices. And the voices they are hearing are actually very real. You know, just because you can't see them standing in front of you does not make it not real. And when you mind speak, you can mind speak with anything. You can mind speak with a tree if you want to. You know, your pets, anything out there. And all forms of, ETs, as well as the cryptids that are running around our planet, things from other planets, other dimensions, the elementals, the dimensionals, you name it, they're out there. And they all speak telepathically. And it can be really disconcerting in the beginning when you're first learning to mind speak on, okay, what am I talking to? Because you don't know if it's good or bad. And I generally try to help people learn how to read the energy off of what they're hearing or what they're feeling so that you have some form of reference. And then if you tend to be talking to something on a reoccurring basis and you got that, everything on this planet, off this planet is energy based. So everybody has their own energy signature. And so what happens is when you talk to something for, many times or repeatedly or whatever, you're going to get a feel. It's the same thing, like if you're standing in the room with somebody that you love and your back's to them and they come in the room, you just can feel that they're there. And that's a way of reading their energy. And you're going to do the same thing with mind speak. That way you can start to differentiate whether or not this is something you want to speak with. Is it something you don't? I have things that will contact me that I already know are bad. And as soon as I can, before they've even said anything, I feel that energy and they're done. They're gone. They're dead to me. I'm not speaking. I'm not responding. And they're blocked.
Okay.
And as people learn to mind speak, they will get to that point as well.
Man, you screamed something out that jumped into my head on a bunch of things. Talking about hearing things and stuff. Let's go back to kids before they're exposed to a ton of noise that we grow up with, the headphones anymore, the headphones are a regular thing now, things like that. Little kids can hear that dog whistle. Just a thought that they
really
hear things that we don't necessarily hear because their ears have not been inundated with this stuff. Because reminder that sound is a wave, a pressure wave, and it can cause damage over time, i.e. hearing loss. So they hear things, stuff like that. It's come out in something that you were talking about for the communications and hearing and listening. We know that plants do communicate.
Absolutely.
I know the vegans are going to hate me for this shit. Just a quick reminder, the acacia tree, which has been around forever, it's had animals that have adapted to be able to eat it growing up taller, i.e. the draft. They will communicate to the trees downwind of them to kick out their alkaloids that'll be poisonous to the giraffe, so the giraffe can't eat it. So they got to work their way up and that kind of stuff. The animals have adapted to it, but you've got trees that still communicate, and you've got plants that do that. Now we know that plants actually scream. Let's say you've got a plant, whether it's your garden. Let's go with the garden. You harvest your garden, your plant is screaming as you harvest it. Just a thought. There's communication going on that we don't necessarily pay attention to.
Well, look at our animals, okay? Coyotes, wolves, whatever, they hunt in packs, okay? They know what the other one's going to do. That's how it works. That's how they can hunt in a pack and be successful. It's all done through mind speak. The only thing on this planet that isn't really on board with the whole telepathic mind speak are humans. Everything else is already doing it. We're behind the eight ball. But not only
have we been... I'm going to argue with that. I'm going to say we lost it.
Yeah, I mean, I think really we have been, when we're kids, we aren't talked to about it. So we don't even know we have that ability. And kids, if you watch kids play, a lot of times they will automatically be in sync moving and doing things that the other one wants them to do. And there's no words spoken because they're speaking telepathically and they don't even know it because we don't talk to them about it. We don't tell them that it's a thing, that it's real. And then when we get older and certain situations happen where that's what's going on, we're made to think we're crazy. We're nuts because nobody's going to admit it can be done. And, you know, I really believe that it's almost like we haven't been lied to, but basically we have. I mean, it's the same thing. If we're not told that we have these abilities, how can we use them? And the Bigfoots are the same way. They all have paranormal abilities. I know there's many different groups out there that believe, no, they're just this animal running around, which is a joke because that's not what they are. But that's what they choose to believe, and that's where they're at in their path, and that's okay. But the thing of it is if they don't teach their children that they have abilities, if they don't teach their children that they can speak to each other through mind speak, they don't know it, and they can't do it because they don't know they have it. We're not any different. Okay, if you go back hundreds of years ago, our people spoke telepathically. We lost that form of communication as we move forward. And now it's like a taboo subject or it's not spoke of at all, and we don't know we can do it because nobody has told us we can do it. My case and thousands others, not just myself. I mean, there's hundreds and billions of people that can mind speak. If I can do it, a trained ape can. But the thing of it is in my case, I don't remember a time I didn't. This is how I grew up because I always did it. Nobody taught me to do it. In my case, you know, whether it was the Bigfoots or whatever it was, I just always did it. It wasn't something I set out to do because I didn't even know it was anything that nobody else did.
You just may have a wider, I'm going to throw this out there on a part. We got two things here. A, you may have I think some people have a more natural vibe to it, if you will.
Absolutely.
A more natural
Absolutely.
Flow type thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, and you said it, but not these words, we get desensitized to it.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, I mean, and really, if you were to go... Like if you talk to people in the government, okay, within the government, in different levels.
Oh God, be careful how you say that. I'm one of them.
No, I'm trying to be fair about it, and because there's different levels, and I'm not going to even begin to say I know all the levels because I don't. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying there are certain departments in the government that are aware of mind speak and telepathy.
Oh yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know. And I mean, I'm just leaving it at that. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm not accusing anybody or anything. I'm just saying there are
certain FDA.
Well, there are certain sections of the government that are more know more about that than anybody else because they've studied it, they work with it, they do it. But then when it comes to the information given to the public, it's non-existent. We can't mind speak. That's not, you know, and it's not, in their mind, they're not lying to anybody. They're dumbing it down. But the truth of the matter is, people have always been able to do it. And the only reason why it's so hard now is because we were never allowed really to talk about it because it was never put out there for a very long time. You know, again, go back hundreds of years. They all did it. We just lost the translation. But yet,
yes.
You know, in the higher ups and the higher powers that be, they're fully aware of it. Absolutely. The scientists know all about it. There's scientific data on it. But it's not been brought to the public. And if the public doesn't know about it, they don't know what questions to ask. You know, so, I mean, when we go and we talk to certain individuals, they're going to say, well, I don't believe in it because it's not possible, because they don't understand what it really is. And I don't take offense to that. It's like if somebody came up to me and asked me to build a boat motor, okay, I'd be staring at them like an idiot because I couldn't do anything. I can't turn a wrench to save my soul because I've never been exposed to that. Stuff like that, I go to my kids because all my boys could build anything. You know, so it's just what you're exposed to. And if you have not been in a situation where you're exposed to speaking telepathically, you're not going to know what it is. Your mind isn't going to be open to it. And when you hear it, you're just going to think everybody's crazy. Because it's not common knowledge.
I want to throw something else out here just before I absolutely forget. Dr. John Robin, way cool. I have had an absolute blast tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I'm glad you were here.
I had no idea that I was going to be calling in, that kind of thing, sitting here with the show. And, man,
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've had an absolute blast. So just so people know, the show script, I guarantee Dr. John had no idea.
Oh, we don't have a script.
20 minutes before the show that I was calling in. And
all I said was, when you texted me, I said, good.
Yeah, we don't have a script. You know that old saying, flying by the seat of your pants? I mean, that's pretty much it.
And poor Robin, I think we only had one other conversation when Dr. John was up here. We gave you a call when he was up here for Horror Round. I got you a sympathy card ahead of time if I knew it was coming, but I didn't. So, but no, seriously, I have had an absolute blast tonight.
Oh, I'm really glad. I mean, you know, here's the thing, and I've said this before on other HeriCast pods that we've done. I don't come out and try to convince anybody of anything, okay? Everybody has their own path. Everybody has their own journey. Everybody's going to find out what they need to know in their own time. What I can do is tell my experiences, what I've learned, how I've learned it, and my thoughts. That's the best I can do at the end of the day. And if people want to ask me a million questions, and I talk to a lot of people and I try to work with a lot of people that have contacted me for help or whatever, I will be glad to answer questions all day long and twice on Sunday. But I'm also a person that, one, I'm not an expert on anything. I don't believe there's experts in this. And if somebody tells you they are, run, because there is none. And two, if I don't know the answer, I'll be glad to tell you. I just don't know it. I mean, I don't have anything to hide. I don't have anything to be ashamed of. You know, I know what I know through experience and what I've been taught from the Foots and the Dogmen and all the ETs and all the other things and what I've learned on my own. But I certainly would never try to change anybody's beliefs. I would never try to force my opinion on anybody. You know, I'll be glad to tell you my point of view and why I feel the way I do. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And everybody's entitled to figure it out, you know, however they wish, if they want to. But the information is out there. And as far as mind speak goes, I truly believe in the bottom of my heart, there's not anybody that can't do it. And I think we get it all the time. I just think that because we've never been properly informed about it to realize that it does exist, that A, the topic scares people sometimes, and B, we miss the signs because everybody's expecting this booming voice in their head like it's God talking to them. Not that that can't happen, but there's just absolutely so many ways of mind speak. But it can't be confused with a premonition, because it's a form of communication with other beings. And by other beings, that could be animals, plants, ETs, cryptids, anything. But it is a communication, a back and forth communication. I think that's the difference between that and the premonitions, because I also get premonitions, some that are good, some that are bad. And, you know, it's not, it's great that I can do that, but it's not always wonderful. There's a lot of heartache that comes with it. But it's not a conversation with something else. It's just I get a premonition, you know. So that's really the difference in it.
Okay.
But I'm so glad you came on the show. It's been fun.
Man, that was a very cool thing. So let me I got a couple things I'm going to throw out there.
Okay, you got, hey, Todd, you can do them all, but you got 4 minutes and 50 seconds.
Son of a gun. All right, I'm going to throw this out here. Look, I think a lot of this ties into the Kasich record. Robin didn't say I was necessarily wrong.
I don't think you are.
I think there's a tendril there. All right, so check this out. So what is this? Where does this fall into thing? And this might be something completely different. And this is a true story. So young single guy, I met this woman. She is just best thing on the planet. No, by the way, she's still the best thing on the planet because she's managed to hang around with me for the better part of 30 years. I was driving up to work, and I had to pull over because the emotion that I felt for her, that I was so in love, it was such an overpowering thing. Where's that fall in with this? Where does that fall into what we've been talking about?
Okay, it's kind of like walking a tightrope. And here's why. If she was thinking about you at that same time that you were thinking about her, that would be enough for her to, that would be enough for her to push all that love that she has for you towards you, which would bring that out in you as well. And then you could call that a form of mind speak, because it is a transferring of emotions back and forth, giving you a picture of how you felt about her. So that you could say is mind speak. Now, that aside, okay, if it's just a matter of out of the clear blue sky, you just got this overwhelming love for her. I mean, it could be something as simple as it's just you're totally in love with this person, which is fantastic. It could be, again, the shifting of the energy between the two of you, because you're so intertwined. So, I mean,
I'll take it. I did not want to miss that opportunity. And just for the record, look, she's in the room next to me, and that does not happen often enough in our circumstances today. But
if she was thinking about you, Todd, at the same time, that could have been a form of communication that way, where it was
I'll take it. Just for the record, we both took excessively long naps tonight, and the whole thing was you want to make sure she had to hand and stuff like that, because it's been a long time since we've been able to very simply cuddle.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And that was a good topic that you brought up, okay? When you're laying there cuddling, and let's say you're just laying there holding each other, and all of a sudden you look at each other at the same time and say, I love you, right? Because telepathically you are connected and you were both saying it to each other at the same time. That's why you turned your head, looked at each other, and went to say it, because you're both on the same wavelength.
I'll take it.
Okay. Cool. Well, you know what? This is such a good topic. I would like to invite the British lady has said we have 60 seconds. I would like to invite the two of you to do a special mind speak episode with me on this very thing of personal relationships. And I think it's a cool. Robin, do you like the idea?
Sure. Count me in.
Todd, will you come on when we do this?
Yeah, we're going to sweat it during the week, but yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, I hate to say it, but our time is about run out. I've had a wonderful time tonight. Todd, thanks for being on.
It's been great. Todd, I'm so glad you were here.
as a guest.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you,
and
Dr.
And I'm so
Brown.
Glad you enjoyed it.
And Robin, thank you for being the guest. You're normally a host. Thanks for being a guest. And
of course.
We'll all be back next podcast for Scarycast Network is Murder 123, Monday night, 10 p.m. Be here. Thanks. Good day. Good life. Good times this weekend. Cheers. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Big hugs, all.